Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Never thought this day would come. Certainly mixed emotions, but after 42 years and some 6,500 games, I think it's time to hang up the microphone, at least on a regular basis, announce the retirement here.
Joe Castiglione, yesterday, here on your Red Sox flagship station, WEEI. We'll get back to the Patriots on a Patriots Monday on WEEI, Jones and Keefe, but it's worth taking at least a few moments to recognize the career of Joe Castiglione. 42 years he's been calling the Red Sox since 1983. He's the longest tenured play-by-play announcer in the history of the organization. The team's going to honor him September 29th at Fenway Park. And he does it yesterday. I saw your tweet, Keefe. I thought it was a pretty good description. He does it in a very understated Joe Castiglione type of way.
Just can you believe it?
Kind of slips it in on the broadcast.
I know.
Head-to-head against a Patriots game.
Right. And I know the Red Sox were playing, right? And a lot of people were locked in on that. But typically, I would imagine there were maybe a few more eyes and ears on the Patriots. And with like 12 games to go, so it's not a year-long send-off for Joe, which never would have happened, right? Like, he's not going to do the David Ortiz, Mariano Rivera, like, hey, no. Give me a gift everywhere I go, and let's talk about me some more.
Here's a surfboard, Joe.
No, yeah. Here's another painting of you, Joe. Like, what am I supposed to do with all these paintings? Seven paintings of me. But no, kind of, like, slips it in there. And, you know, we talked a lot about this when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I'm so glad that he was able to do that while he was an active broadcaster, too. Like, that's really cool. But just how insane it is that he's been the voice of the Red Sox longer than you and I have been alive.
Correct.
And we're old. Like, yeah. We're now old. Like, we're not, like, young guns. And yet he's been doing it every single Red Sox on the radio memory I have as a kid, which is probably the first thing I ever heard on the radio that wasn't music was probably Joe Castiglione doing Red Sox games. He's been doing it the whole time. Never lost his fastball.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Falling out of chairs, still calling games.
Still making the call.
Like, there are a lot of guys that, you know, older guys, you're like, oh, like, they're kind of getting by name only, and you're like, oh, that's nice. Like, Joe, and here comes a big brag. I got a chance to do a game with him.
Nice.
Did a game with him. So nice. It shows you what a pro he is that he could do a game with me. But, like, there's no, like, delay. Like, and for radio guys, too, like, if you're there next to him and you could see if, you know, a ball hit the center and then they, like, wait to see if it goes out or not. Like, nope, not Joe. Like, he's on it the whole time, especially in a
full
place like
potato chips, got one.
Like, in Fenway Park, all the tricky angles there, yeah. And everything else. Like, he's on it. He's great. And, like, obviously, he's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer, well-deserved, team Hall of Famer, pro baseball Hall of Famer. He's going to be missed. And it's crazy how, in the span of a year, for people our age, or really any age, Mike Gorman, Joe Castiglione, and even Jack Edwards. I know Jack wasn't doing it as long as the other two, but three sports, and I don't like change, Jones. I don't care for change.
Me either.
I get used to it. All three of those guys were really good, but they were also just very, like, comforting. Every stage of my life, right? Like, before I could even drive a car, those guys were on. Not Jack, but the other two. Like, those guys were on, right? Going through high school, going through college, coming into work around here. Like, all, those guys were always a part of it. And now, next year, watching or listening to the Sox, watching the Celtics, watching the Bruins, it's going to be all different people. I don't care for it. Let me be the first to say, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want it to go back the way that it was.
Yeah, and you, I mean, look, you wonder here at WEEI what it's going to be without Joe Castiglione, not to get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good point. Like, and Gorman and Castig, Jack Edwards was more polarizing, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm just used to stuff.
All of those voices changing, but like Gorman and Castig universally
lock them in.
Yeah, loved.
Nobody dislikes those.
Well
guys.
Received. No real criticism of those guys. No hatred or dislike.
Yeah.
And so no, I mean it's an unbelievable career for Joe. I not that he recalls it, and it's not like an age thing. It's just not much of a memory of me in his class. I took his class at Northeastern. You have a good buddy who took it as well, right?
Yeah, and my buddy was the radio intern for him for a year. I think it might have been 2005, 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. He was at every game with Joe. Yeah,
yeah. So I took Castig's class at Northeastern. I also
spent a night in jail for sure.
I also a young early on in college, Adam Jones, working at WMOO in Derby, Vermont, and WIKE. I board opped Red Sox games many moods ago.
Listened to a lot of games.
I think it was Castig and Troop still. I think it had to be at the time.
Probably.
And I mean, I spent a lot of time just listening to those radio broadcasts, sitting there in a studio, plugging in commercials, you know, every couple innings, not doing anything.
I know.
Just sitting there listening to it. And a lot of people have spent a lot of time listening to him. Like, Billy, you were saying still, you know, a lot of people still have baseball on in the background, barbecue. Terp said he's got it on the boat.
It's the voice of the summer.
Yeah.
Not even just, you know, it's just the constant background at any kind of gathering outdoors during the summer.
And I don't think it's going to happen again where you have like a guy or guys that are so synonymous with their team. Because I feel like now.
Well, Sterling's out. Castig's out.
But like if you also, and we'll see what happens with some of like the replacements and things like that. But I feel like if you end up hiring like a real young gun, and I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but if you hire like a young gun, is that their job? Is that their dream job? Or is that sort of like, oh, I can do this, and then maybe one day I'll do Monday Night Football,
and
or maybe one day I'll do like, right, like, as great of a job as it is, I'm going to go somewhere else. Whereas 42 years ago, Joe takes over, and then it just locked in for four decades, Red Sox job. And then everybody just learns to associate the Red Sox broadcast with him. And also, you know, when he was first doing it, you couldn't watch the game on your phone, right? Like if you were away from your TV, you had to listen to Joe. Now people can watch games, they can do all these different things. And I just think that era of broadcasters being with a team for 30, 40 years, like, I don't know, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but it seems like it might be phasing out.
Well, and the nice thing about radio too, they call everything, right? Like it's not now, you get used to, you know, back in the day, Orsillo and the late Jerry Remy. You get used to that, but then they're gone in the playoffs. Like, Castig is
that's
there.
That's awesome about radio.
The radio broadcast is there.
Mm-hmm.
Game 1 through 162 and the playoffs, they're there for every step of the way.
Yep.
Obviously, 2004 was a massive, massive moment for a lot of people in this city and the surrounding region. He was the voice of that. And so, a true legend. Mm-hmm. 42 years, over 6,500 games.
Whew.
Red Sox are going to be honoring him for his final regular season game, September 29th at Fenway Park. You can catch it here on WEEI. So, yeah, I don't know what the plan is. Jones and Keefe on the call?
We could do the game.
Dong Report live.
We could do live Dong Reports. Just around the league right now. Like, what's the score of this game? Like, Shohei Ohtani with a home run for LA. Like, you know, stop it.
You know, you want to save a few bucks on the broadcast. Jones and Keefe, we're not going to charge you much.
I don't know.
Live.
Well, you know what's funny, though?
Live Dong Reports every, you know, whatever, eighth inning, something like that.
Most of the years that Joe was doing it, I feel like he was doing 162. That's another thing that around baseball has sort of changed. Like, they don't burn guys out anymore. They sort of give them. So, like, we've heard other voices do it. Like Will and Lou have done a bunch of games.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Murray, congrats to him, by the way. He got the Knicks job, but he was doing a bunch of games
for Tyler Murray. Yeah.
So other people have mixed in. So we'll see. I mean, I would think and kind of hope it's Will and Lou, but you never know. We'll see.
That's a good point on the text line. Every chef out there has been listening to Joe their whole career.
That's true.
It's probably true. In the background of the kitchen. It's a good point. So there you go. A tribute to a legend yesterday. And kind of, I mean, I didn't know anything about it. I don't know if you knew anything about it.
I saw it on Twitter.
Right. Like, I had no idea.
I was like bitching about the Pats game, and all of a sudden you look down and you're
like, wait a minute.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah, so a tough year on the broadcasting front in the city of Boston.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.